I think the real-time transcription is really cool, actually. I'm testing it out right now to see just how real-time it is. Bugs Bunny, Looney Tunes, yeah, and sure enough, it looks pretty real-time. Anyway, please go on with the next feature demo, if you would, Otter AI. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back tonight talking about a tool that has somehow slipped under the radar of our show thus far. I have heard about it before, but I can't remember quite where or when. Such a blur of tools in the last almost 300 episodes. But this is Otter AI. You're looking at their homepage right now if you're watching along on video. And their claim to fame is that they have the number one AI meeting agent. On top of that, they have some additional more recent agent offerings that were called out by the Rundown.ai as one of their tools in their tool list. So I thought we would do a quick overview of the tool, its pricing, its features. Their new features kind of span a few different categories, I think. But we have covered meeting assistants a couple times before, primarily in a recent episode we did on Zoom and all of their new AI and assistant or agent style features that they have coming, as well as a tool called Granola AI. So it's only right that we cover Otter AI. Like I said, I've definitely heard of it. I know it's very popular in the space. And I will say that these tools are all offering pretty similar features, which makes sense. It's all the most useful things that a meeting assistant could and would do for you. So the features we talk about will probably sound a little familiar from our previous two meeting assistant episodes or whenever else meeting assistants crept their way into our conversation. But as things are quickly becoming in the AI tech and the AI SaaS space, everything's really just a wrapper for an AI model, and it's really a matter of how well you can present it to the user, how seamless and how remarkable that user experience is. And actually, I think Perplexity is kind of a lesson in this, but that's a discussion for maybe a different episode. Speaking of episodes, I might have to add to my episode ideas list to maybe just do a breakdown of all of the AI meeting assistants that we've covered, or all of the available AI meeting assistants, and just I think categories like that in general would maybe make for good episode types. I think that would be a great way to try and digest all these different tools, is maybe by category and rank them or pick one that works for us or you and roll with it. So I think I'm going to try and do that. Hopefully you navigators out there find something like that helpful as well. So keep an eye out for that in the future. Anyway, back to Otter AI. Let's just break down their website right here. This will be linked in the show notes, of course. The headline reads, "The number one AI meeting agent. Never take meeting notes again. Get transcripts, automated summaries, action items, and chat with Otter to get answers from your meetings." They also link to a live demo here, and I think it actually lets you hop on a Zoom call, apparently, maybe with an SDR agent that then has this meeting assistant running or this meeting agent running in the meeting. So we're going to check that out at the end of the episode. Actually, now that I think about it, it'll probably be highlighted in the tag at the beginning of the episode as well. But stick around for all of the details on Otter AI and maybe a little deeper look into the demo at the end of the episode. But if you need to skip forward and check out that whole demo now, I fully understand. No judgment. Anyway, right away here on their homepage, they are calling out their AI meeting agent. Again, if you're watching along on video, you're seeing these kind of three core features that they're calling out here at the top of the page, two of which are new. One is the Otter AI chat, and I think this sounds really interesting and useful. And it basically allows you to chat and interact with all of your meetings that Otter AI has recorded and then prompt it for updates or ask it to draft emails based on the context of those meetings. Basically, anything you would ask an LLM or a chat assistant to help you with for your meetings. And again, I think that sounds amazing. And I believe that this is included, in fact, I can confirm that it is included in the free tier as well. And then next is AI channels. And this seems to be kind of an internal tool as well as that chat feature combined. And it actually allows you to bring teammates into the chat with Otter. And it's kind of like a collaborative team chat function with the tool, which I think, again, is just really interesting, sounds super helpful. It's going to allow you and your teammates to collaborate in that chat interface again. And props to Otter, you actually get to add teammates in the free tier as well. So a lot of testing and a lot of features being offered in that free tier. But the big one, and the one that I wanted to call out today for your attention, was their meeting agent, their AI meeting agent, and everything that's going to be able to do for you. Things like detailed meeting notes for any of the AI meeting tools that you might be using, or excuse me, just general meeting tools like Zoom, Google Meet, or Microsoft Teams. They even have an app experience for iOS and Android. So you'll have your meeting note taker as well as meeting summaries, basically wherever you're going to be taking a meeting. Moving on, apparently Otter can take 1 hour meetings and condense them down to 30 second summaries, which if anything is a lesson on meetings and how long they really should be and how much value they should actually drive. Don't get me started on unnecessary or unnecessarily long meetings. Anyway, the last feature here that they have on their list is the ability to capture tasks or basically action emails based on the context of the meeting and the discussion, assigning action items as they put it here from that meeting. But again, these are pretty familiar feature offerings, so I'm eager to see how well they're implemented here by Otter AI. Next year, they get into the use cases, starting with sales, and I think that's going to be a big one. Although, spoilers, you will need to get into their enterprise tier for pricing to access the Otter Pilot, I believe it's called, sales agent, and these sales insights that they mention here. I think all these other use cases are pulled directly from kind of the core functions in that you should be able to access in the free tier as well. Things like business and marketing, but also recruiting as well, which they call out. So the same transcriptions and summaries that you could do for meetings, you could also do for interviews. They also call out media, so using those transcriptions to help in your content creation, and even education for virtual lectures or virtual classes, for real-time caption and note-taking and things like that for in an education context. And then the last thing they touch on the homepage here is some integrations and automations to your workflows that you can accomplish with Otter AI. So I think we'll just hop over into their apps and integrations. They call out the fact that they have the iOS app and the Android app, and I think I'll just scroll through some of their integrations here for anybody watching along. And again, this will be linked in the show notes as well. Asana comes up right away. There's a Chrome extension as well. Dropbox, Google Calendar, Google Docs, Google Drive, Google Meet. So basically the entire Google suite, Google Meet, HubSpot, Microsoft Outlook and SharePoint and Teams, Notion, Salesforce, Slack. So all of the integrations that you would come to expect, Zoom as well is on here, and a few others that we didn't mention or call out. So just tons of integrations available. Okay, finally, before we check out their little live demo, let's just take a look at their pricing. Again, you can check this out on your own time, linked in the show notes. As is typical, you can save a pretty big chunk of money, 51% apparently, if you go with the yearly plan. Again, there is a free offering, which you get a good amount of value from, I believe, just to test it out at the very least. So let's go over the free features, and then we can kind of go up the tiers and call out the main things that are being added. So at that free tier, you're going to get the AI meeting and agent assistant, or doing the recording and the transcribing, so doing your summaries for you, as well as a new feature, a transcription and summaries in English, French, or Spanish. And then, like we mentioned, you get that Otter AI chat at this free tier as well, and the ability to add teammates to your workspace. So you can chat with Otter, and you can chat with your teammates and Otter. You can join Zoom, Microsoft Teams, and Google Meet. And then you get 300 monthly transcription minutes and 30 minutes per conversation. And this the transcription minutes and the minutes per conversation is probably the main thing that bumps up with each tier of the subscription. Although the next tier, Pro, is where you're going to get that next assistant feature that I think is really useful, which is the ability to assign action items to teammates. So you'll need to get to the Pro tier for that. That's going to be $833 per user per month if you go with the yearly, and $1,699 per user per month if you bill it monthly. Up next is the business tier, and this is $20 per user per month annually, or $30 monthly. And basically the main thing here is a big jump from the 1,200 monthly transcription minutes to 6,000 monthly transcription minutes, and then some additional admin-like features, usage analytics, things like that. Although it's here that you can join up to 3 concurrent virtual meetings at a time. And then lastly is that enterprise tier, where you have to schedule a demo. And a few interesting enterprise level things here, but mostly the ability to replay for Zoom, Google Meet, and Microsoft Teams. That's another one of the new features that they call out here. And then Otter Pilot for sales, that sales agent that we mentioned. So definitely sales focused here. For instance, the video replay would be great for just analyzing sales calls, sales meetings, optimizing for your sales team and things like that. And then of course that sales agent. All of that's going to be at the enterprise tier. And they actually go down to break that into a lot more detail on the pricing page. So make sure to check that out if you need some more information there. Okay, without further ado, let's go ahead and check out the live demo of the meeting assistant here.
Appreciate you taking the time to chat with me. My goal is to understand what you are looking for and see how Otter can fit your needs. Feel free to jump in with questions or thoughts at any point during our conversation. I can share product details or even walk you through a product demo whenever you're ready. So what got you interested in Otter?
Yeah, if you could jump right into the product demo, that would be great.
Sure thing, Alex. I'll play a relevant demo for you. Let's dive in. The transcription demo now. Let me start by demonstrating Otter.ai's real-time transcription capabilities and then show you the chat feature. Otter.ai provides powerful real-time transcription that captures every word as it's spoken with remarkable accuracy. As you can see, conversations appear instantly on screen, making it simple to follow discussions without missing important details. The system intelligently identifies different speakers and timestamps each contribution. Autopilot goes beyond basic transcription by automatically capturing and integrating slides or screen shares from your meeting, creating visual bookmarks that make it easy to reference important visual content during review sessions. Now let me show you the chat feature by asking a question about the conversation so far. The AI chat feature quickly analyzes your conversation content and provides instant summaries or answers to your questions. This helps participants stay informed and engaged during meetings without scrolling through transcripts, making collaborative discussions more productive and focused. I noticed you watched the demo. Would you be willing to share your email address either verbally or in the Zoom chat? That way, I can make sure you receive a transcript of our conversation after the call. What aspects of the transcription capabilities caught your interest? I'd love to understand more about your specific needs and show you some other relevant features.
I think the real-time transcription is really cool, actually. I'm testing it out right now to see just how real-time it is. Bugs Bunny, Looney Tunes. Yeah, and sure enough, it looks pretty real-time. Anyway, please go on with the next feature demo, if you would, Otter AI.
I'm glad you're enjoying the real-time transcription, Alex. Let's move on to the next feature demo. I'll show you how Otter's Insights feature can enhance your meetings with sentiment analysis and custom templates. The speaker identification demo now.
Speaker identification is done in real time. Here I can see I'm doing a recording and my voice is being identified in real time. If other speakers are on this call, their voice would be identified and their speaker bubble labeled. In addition to being able to view real-time speakers in real time, you're able to go into a previous call and label speakers. So if you go into the transcript where you have speaker one, you're able to go in and label the speaker with either participants of that calendar invite or members of your own workspace. Labeling a speaker once will then use that speaker label for future speeches and automatically label the speaker. As is pointed out here, you're able to correct the speaker identified on a call. So here I can see that this speaker was Richard, so I'm able to go in and tag him there. And that will then correct that speaker and label that correctly inside of the call. The labeled speakers will then be used in all of the other features, summaries, and Otter chat.
Thanks for watching those demos. I noticed you were testing the real-time accuracy earlier. Pretty impressive, right? Even with fun references like Bugs Bunny and Looney Tunes. Would you like to see how Otter handles meeting summaries and action items? It's another powerful feature that helps teams stay organized after meetings.
Yeah, please show me the templates too. I'm interested in those templates.
Great to hear you're interested in the templates, Alex. I'll show you how Otter's custom templates can be tailored to your specific needs, including sentiment analysis. The Insights demo now.
In addition to the standard summary that Otter generates for a conversation, you're able to select a specific template for different types of meetings and have the conversation summarized in a specific way. Here, I have my own template for user research, and by selecting that, I will change the summary to how I have defined the template for user research. So in this case, I have a set of quotations that I've extracted from the conversation, as well as a set of customer insights for this type of conversation. So for this user research interview, I'm looking to understand their current workflow, their main pain points, and some opportunities. I'll quickly show you how to customize a template. So I'll go into the template settings, and for user research, you can see I have the overview, which is enabled. I have a custom prompt, which I call quotations, which pulls out two user quotations. I'm not showing action items in this case, and I have a number of insights, which are all defined by a short prompt. And in this case, I'm also not showing the overall outline summary. I'm able to define new templates for myself or use any templates that have been defined for my workspace.
Pretty cool.
I'm glad you got to see how our templates and insights work. They're really customizable to match different meeting types and business needs. Would you be interested in moving forward with a subscription? I'd be happy to walk you through the different plans we offer.
I'll hold off for now, actually, but thank you so much for the great demo, Otter AI. I'm definitely going to try the free one, so thanks again. Okay, so there you have it for the live demo. I'm actually very intrigued, super interested in those templates as well. Looks like there was a lot of power behind the customization in those templates and what you can get the agent to do and what you can get it to pull from your meetings. Again, pretty sales oriented there, no doubt about that. Like I said, I think we'll have to do or maybe plan for a rundown of AI meeting assistants or agents and a little comparison or a ranking here on the AI Marketing Navigator. And I think that'll probably spur a new episode category for us. There's certainly no shortage of tools. We might as well organize them and rank them to try and make them more useful. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated, and it is by far the most helpful thing you can do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.